Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The picture, according to a survey from the Chartered Accountants Ireland, looks worrying for SMEs. 71% of them are more pessimistic than they were 6 months ago, and all of them are worried about rising costs. Conversely, a quarter of small companies reported increased profits. It comes as the accountants themselves face huge challenges from AI and mounting legislation. And Crona Clossy is the Director of Members and Advocacy with Chartered Accountants Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Crona.
Hi, Joe.
The survey paints a picture of glass half empty, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. So, look, we partnered with Grid Finance to survey 300 businesses working across every industry in the country. And I think the picture that we saw 6 months ago was cautious optimism. That has definitely changed to growing concern. I think cost inflation is deeply embedded in many SMEs now. They're experiencing rising labour costs, rising day-to-day costs, and then an increasing regulatory burden. And when we talk about regulatory burden, we mean the time, the cost, the complexity involved in trying to abide by the rules, basically.
Last year was a big year with the introduction of a higher minimum wage, holiday pay, sickness pay.
Yeah, and the average, you know, if you take an average minimum worker, you're talking about an extra almost $2,000 on top of an employer's pay bill just for one employee.
Yeah.
So there was a huge amount of much needed labour legislation brought in to protect the worker. And look, you know, we're very, very supportive of that. But it's all coming at the one time for labour. And it's not just that. There's EU pay transparency coming down the track later this year. Mm. Again, we don't know when that legislation is going to come in. So that uncertainty is causing costs as well. Whether do you plan? Do you prepare? What do you do?
Auto enrollment at the start of this year?
Auto enrollment came in January, and actually the survey showed that it's bedding down, that, you know, it's mandatory, it has to be done. And I suppose it shows the resilience of business across this country. They want to abide by the rules, so they've done that. It has added that 1.5% cost straight on to their labour costs, which is what was really stark.
Which is inflationary, of course.
So, you know, it isn't surprising that the number one call for Budget 2027 from the small businesses that we surveyed is to protect the net take-home pay and actually increase the income tax bans and credits to match inflation so that workers aren't worse off. So that wasn't surprising to see.
I assume that your survey was carried out in the last few months when we're in the middle of a massive energy shock and this Iran war.
Yeah, so the survey was carried out within the last month, and, you know, the geopolitical uncertainty really shone through. Energy costs is one of the biggest challenges for business, and the problem with that is that it's completely outside the business's control.
Yeah.
So, in fairness, the government have provided a number of supports, not just for energy costs, but for businesses in general. But what shone through from the survey is the difficulty that businesses experience when actually trying to apply. So we hear all stories. We talk to businesses all the time. And the number one problem is, yes, we know the support is there, but it's actually going to cost me more to apply for the grant than I'm actually going to receive.
What?
So you've got these businesses, and we have to remember that most small businesses in Ireland have less than 10 employees. They're the guys sitting in their kitchen at 11 o'clock at night.
But why does it cost so much money to apply for the grant?
Because there's all sorts of requirements. So take, for example, a small business applying for an innovation grant. Mm. You may have to provide an audited set of financial statements.
Which you may not have to hand.
But you may not actually have to do. You may have an audit exemption. So on one hand, we're telling businesses, listen, you don't have to get your financial statements audited. Mm. But if you want to apply for a grant, we expect audited statements. Mm. So our challenge to government is why? And to have more joined up thinking across departments when it comes to applying for grants. So we have businesses sending in the same information time and time again to different agencies. So why not have a single one-stop shop and try and help businesses? Because the supports are there. Mm. It's just the difficulty in accessing them. And that's increasing. And we've seen that since we introduced the survey 18 months ago. That is a constant pain point for business.
Yeah. Now, you would have read the same articles as me when it comes to your profession and how AI is going to wipe it out. Are you guys a bit nervous?
No. Well, look, I think it would be remiss me to say that we're not nervous, but I think we have to remember, what is AI actually trying to do? AI is going to replace some of the routine tasks that accountants in particular do. It'll actually enhance the job of an accountant. So some of the routine tasks, which like any technology that's happened over the years, what we believe will happen is that we won't be replaced. We will actually become more of a business advisor where we're advising business. When you think of the small businesses that we've surveyed, there isn't a financial department. There's not a HR department.
Yeah.
There's not an IT. Often the accountant is that person. So with AI, that will help us help business. And that's the way we see it.
But it will have a massive impact on the old-fashioned milk round when people were hired straight out of university.
Well, yes, it could. You know, some of the practices have been very open about the fact that they're using AI. They're ploughing ahead. And that's the large guys. The small guys are a little bit further behind. And that's what the survey showed. 80% of the businesses that we surveyed, some of which are practices, are using AI, but at a very low level.
Mm, okay. Crona, thanks so much for coming in. That's Crona Clossy, the Director of Members and Advocacy with Chartered Accountants Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.